This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
How about we go to war with Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com? So happy to be with you today. I have not been on this. I don't know if I was on last week. Chris, was I on last week? I was on last week. Okay, so it's been a week, and I feel like it's been a month. So much going on, and thank you for tuning in to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. I'm always here every Tuesday for the first hour, and Wayne comes and joins you all in the second hour, and that's 4 to 6 Pacific time. Four to six Pacific time is 7 to 9 Eastern time. There we go. But Memorial Day. Let's start off with that. I was seeing some chatter back and forth online, whether or not we wish people a happy Memorial Day or if we just kind of keep our mouths shut. I'm guilty of wishing happy Memorial Day. I observe Memorial Day. Each one of us does and remembers the fallen that gave the ultimate sacrifice. So you and I and all of us Americans can live in freedom. You know, my great-grandfather, my grandfathers, my uncles all fought in world wars. And so being raised by veterans impacted me, as well as being raised under Ronald Reagan impacted me. And that's why I'm a Reagan babe. I was a Reagan baby, and then I'll use the progressive term that I evolved into a Reagan babe. But Reagan to me was really everything growing up. I was surrounded by his speeches. I was listening to his addressing the nation. I was kind of watching the politics. But the politics of yore during Reagan wasn't as nasty as we've become politically. And I think the nastiness has to do a lot with the overtone of the Democrat Party and how they use culture and the press to manipulate the perception of one another. Because being called a Nazi has a negative connotation, correct? And so when you're going to go punch a Nazi, you're supposedly going to go punch a Trump supporter. And we have a lot of that rhetoric coming from the violent left. But should we be surprised? Because when you look at the history and you look at what my grandfathers and great-grandfathers and uncles and dads and et cetera all fought against, it was the violent left. It was the socialists and the communists and the Marxists, and the National Socialists, otherwise known as the Nazi Party, and dictators and tyrants. And so the Democrats need to rebrand themselves as Democrat Socialists. We're a new, better, kinder, gentler socialism. And I posted this on my ReaganBabe.com page. It's on my Facebook page, but it feeds directly to my homepage. And I encourage you, of course, to go to ReaganBabe.com. We'll get to more of that a little later. But if you go to Facebook or ReaganBabe.com, you will see a meme that I posted on the way into the show. And Karl Marx is in the center of it. And at the top, it says, how to do communism. Establish a new communist utopia. Rob or kill the successful. Force the rest to work for free. Run out of food. Starve to death. Say it wasn't real communism, and then basically just rinse and repeat in the circular fashion. So now we have Democrat socialists running. And I don't know if you saw, but 10% of the Chicago City Council is now comprised of socialists. And so the socialists like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and others need to be called out for exactly who they are, like their predecessors, the violent, radical, socialist, left. And so when I look back at Memorial Day, I say these are exactly the types of people that my relatives and loved ones were fighting against. Because the fight is always here. The left is not going to sit down until they control and control everything. I'd like to know from the godless left, who commands them to take, through force, my labor, my goods, and my money? Who empowers them? And no one can seemingly answer that question. Well, it's just the right. You know, we must take, and then they invoke God. Well, we must take care of our brothers. You're demonizing your fellow Americans. You're taking their goods and their labor and their wealth through force. And then you wonder why we have the Second Amendment. Exactly because through government force, through a tyrannical government, the citizenry has a right to defend ourselves. And in Nevada, as well as in Illinois, and in Michigan, under Democrat control, they are talking about new gun control laws. Yes, we need new gun control laws. Again, confiscation through force. And so the battle, as we remember all of the battles and all of the soldiers and all of the warriors that paid the ultimate sacrifice, we are doing the same thing on their behalf of fighting against the tyrannical, despotic, communist, socialist, Marxist left. And I will do it online, and I will do it on radio, and I will do it through writing, and I will do it through social media. Which brings me to my next point. Who else is part of the left? Social media companies. So as they continue to suppress our voice, really the only last bastion of free speech, I believe, is this microphone right in front of me. The radio waves that you're listening to. Because if I put out a podcast and I try to advertise it on my Facebook page, I don't get any traction. If I tweet about it, I don't get any traction. So big tech, the monopolies that they are, cannot manipulate these algorithms and these radio waves. I can say pretty much what I want to say, and I can call the communists out for exactly who they are. I was on Twitter a couple weeks ago, and I'm watching, and if you live in Nevada, and if whatever state you live in, follow the left. If you're on Twitter, if you're savvy like that, follow what the left is doing and how they're infiltrating your chambers of your assembly or your state senate or your city halls. Because a lot of their advocacy groups are outwardly communist. There was a Vietnamese student, a female, and it's on my Twitter feed, who was lobbying on behalf of the Democrat Party, and she's an outspoken communist. And when I called her out and said, hey, you're a communist, the advocacy group said, how dare you call her a communist? And then this chick pipes up, and she goes, but I am a communist. I'm a proud communist. So again, we're fighting against the same people. There is just a different time and in a different space and in a different place. And the only one that they seem to be so incredibly frightened by and of is none other than Donald Trump. Because the more they gnash their teeth, the more they use their power to subvert our voices, and the more they try to take away our guns through force, they keep getting defeated. Not everywhere, but in case you didn't realize, this style of what you would call Trump populism, if you will, or nationalism, which means to me I love my country, I put my country first, I believe in sovereignty, and I protect my fellow Americans. But nationalists are winning all over. kicking the globalist asses, so to speak. From Australia to Italy to France to the UK to Poland. Le Pen, I've got articles. Le Pen triumphs over Macron in UE election exit polls. Calls for fresh national elections. New EU star, populist and Instagram star Thierry Baudet's SVD party wins seats in EU Parliament. Salvini from Italy. Farage declares, this is just the beginning. So it looks like our army of nationalists and populists and Trump Republicans, if you will, have a global outreach and a global base. It's another world war, so to speak. But like I said, the battlefield's a little different. Farage declares this is just the beginning after Brexit Party victory in EU elections. Now, this is the title of, where is it, Gateway Pundit, I believe? No, Breitbart. But the EU and the BBC spins it to say Brexit didn't really win. But we'll get back to all of these election results, because this was some great news happening this weekend. Because the right is right. And if you go to ReaganBabe.com, you can look at the next article I'll read in the next segment called The New Right is Beating the New Left Everywhere. Everywhere. Well, we got to keep the lights on, take this break. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
I'm Wayne Alaruth for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Yield. Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain. But you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and I, you know, usually there's a specific spiel I give, you know, a specific script that I read to talk about Liberty HealthShare, but I've kind of gone off script for the last couple of months because 2 months ago I had surgery for kidney stones and they took care of everything. All I had to do was pay off my deductible, which, unlike my old days with health insurance with Aetna, it was like $10,000. Now it's $2,500. I paid off my $2,500 and from that point on, the surgery was taken care of by Liberty HealthShare. Pretty amazing. I mean, I can't think of anyone that could treat you better than that. They reimbursed my son for his dental bill, for his wisdom teeth. I have emergency wisdom tooth surgery. They took care of $2,000 out of a $2,500 bill. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. I had 3 doctor visits late in 2018. They took care of all of those. They were considered wellness visits. They were free. I didn't even make a copay. It's $107 a month at a single, $449 a month for a family. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237. Or lightyourliberty.com. Very cool.
Thank you, Wayne, and thank you all for hanging on through the break. Always happy to be with you every Tuesday this first hour from 3 to 6 Pacific time, 6 to 9 Eastern. Nailed that that time. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. I encourage you to go over to my website. We are going to jump right into the huge victories that occurred all over the globe this past weekend. And you know, if you look at the common theme, it's all, of course, nationalists, populists, if you will. But this uprising from these countrymen is directly, I believe, due to the rise in violence related to open borders. So directly related to open borders, but of course, the rise in violence. Nationalist Matteo Salvini's ENF party was the number one party in the EU elections in Italy. Marie Le Pen's ENF party was the number one party in France in the EU elections. Nigel Farage's six-week-old Brexit party, number one in Great Britain. Farage wins in the UK, Le Pen wins in France, Salvini wins in Italy, Orban wins in Hungary, right-wing surging in Sweden. Massive success for the right-wing and EU skeptics this election that comes from Peter Sweden. So these victories, if you go through them, are crushing defeats of the globalist leftists, of the open border fanatics. Farage declares, this is just the beginning after Brexit Party victory in EU elections. Nigel Farage has led the Brexit Party, again, just 6 weeks old, to victory, while the establishment parties are left assessing the damage after their historic losses, with the Brexiteer declaring, this is just the beginning. With almost all regions counted, the Brexit Party is in the clear lead after winning around one-third of the vote and projected to have gained 29 seats. In a distant second, the pro-Remain Liberal Democrats won 15, while the New Change UK, which is cuck, a cuck party, established solely to stop Brexit, failed to gain a single seat. Now, I don't know about you, but again, I remember listening to the news while Brexit was going on, while then Theresa May effed all that up. You know, it was definitely the left-wing media news organizations were just saying, oh, these Brexiteers, they're just a fluke, right? They're just a bunch of nuts. You know, now that not Nigel Farage is gone, you know, they're... Well, again, the media got it wrong, purposely wrong. They want to dissuade you from doing anything and basically just make you apoplectic. Like, there's just really nothing you can do. Trump supporters, listen loud and clear. There are more of us than there are of them. As long as we get to the polls, and we get more people to the polls than illegal aliens get to the polls, and the cheating and corruption involved in the voting system. But we'll maybe get to that later. But never before in British politics has a party just 6 weeks old won a national election, Mr. Farage posted to Twitter Monday morning. If Britain does not leave the EU on October 31st, these results will be repeated at a general election. History has been made. This is just the beginning. Media reports that the Tories suffered their worst election result in 200 years, dropping to just 9% of the vote and winning only 4 seats, losing 15. While the Labour Party, which is also known as the Commies, the Communist Party, the Socialist Democrats, is said to have had its worst election results in 100 years. We're kicking ass and taking names all over the world. This is Megan Barrett with ReaganBabe.com, phone in for the great Wayne Allyn Root. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
Now you can earn 25% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
25% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid through 6/1/19. In store only. Visit staples.com/25inrewards for details.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
Now you can earn 25% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
25% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid through 6/1/19. In store only. Visit staples.com/25inrewards for details.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Congressman from Kentucky Thomas Massie objected to a disaster aid bill in the House, forcing the bill to be delayed until the full House is in session for a vote. The Kentucky Republican is blaming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for the delay.
Let's be clear. This is a crisis of Nancy Pelosi's own making. She wanted to send everybody home for a four-day weekend. She sent us on recess for 10 days without voting on this legislation, without calling it for a vote. She sent us home on Thursday instead of Friday.
One day, two arraignments for attorney Michael Avenatti, who is proclaiming himself to be an innocent man after being arraigned in New York federal court on charges of trying to extort sneaker giant Nike out of more than $20 million and swindling his former client Stormy Daniels out of $300,000 in book sales. Avenatti saying he's 100% not guilty. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You could
speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got what I call golden credibility, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions. They're a discount gold, silver, and precious metals company. You're going to buy gold and silver. You know you are. You're a conservative. You understand the value of gold and silver, but you might as well buy it from a company with credibility and integrity and buy it at a discount. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. That's right. You don't even have to buy anything. Just call up and find out if you qualify, and they'll ship you $199 coin free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions. It could show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000.
Thank you, Wayne, and thank you all for hanging on through the break. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. So happy to be with you as we finish
all right,
up.
Tangible.
Whoops. Wayne, you know, Wayne is, it's Chris's fault, but Wayne is always interrupting me. That is live radio. That's why I love it. But let's get back to the news, shall we? I was talking about how we were kicking ass and taking names all over the globe when it comes to the rise in nationalists, populists, Trump Republicans, whatever you want to call them, around the globe as they fight to protect their sovereignty, as they fight to protect their cultural heritage, their cultural norms, their patriotism to their countries. And what's interesting is, of course, the British Army says people who describe themselves as patriots are extremist right-wingers. This comes from Paul Joseph Watson. The British Army has released an information sheet encouraging members of the military to report others as right-wing extremists if they express a myriad of beliefs, including describing themselves as patriots. The sheet is entitled Extreme Right-Wing XRW Indicators and Warnings and encourages members of the military to look out for individuals who describe themselves as patriots. I'd like to remind you this is why we have the Second Amendment. The notion that describing oneself as a patriot equates to right-wing extremism is ludicrous. Being a patriot should be a prerequisite to join the army. Some of the other indications of right-wing extremism are equally alarming. They include people who describe multicultural towns as lost, people who use the term Islamofascism. That's a created word. People who refer to political correctness as a left-wing plot. People who are angry about the loss of national identity. People who make inaccurate generalizations about the left or government. Just about the left. Inaccurate. Just about the left. We need to protect the left. The violent, tyrannical, despotic, communist, socialist, globalist left. People who refer to those who challenge any of these views as being indoctrinated. This is not the first time the British Army has waded into the political correctness debate with embarrassing results. Last year, a commercial was released which depicted a Muslim soldier taking off his helmet and praying as colleagues watch nearby. Colonel Richard Kemp, who led British troops in Afghanistan, said the new campaign showed an army being forced down a route of political correctness and neglecting the main group of people who are interested in joining. More British Muslims have joined ISIS than joined the British Army, so it doesn't appear to be working. So not only are patriots described by the British Army as extremist right-wingers, but let's not forget, I'll go here before I go on to the commie pope. I remember when Janet Napolitano put out a report from the Department of Homeland Security that basically said the same exact thing. So again, this battle is all over the place. Napolitano stands by controversial report. I tried to find it, and I came up with this, the best article I could find, Washington Times. This is from April 16, 2009. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano said Wednesday that she was briefed before the release of a controversial intelligence assessment and that she stands by the report which lists returning veterans among terrorist risks to the U.S. But the top House Democrat with oversight of the DHS said in a letter to Ms. Napolitano that he was dumbfounded that such a report would be issued. I remember the public fury because I was part of the Tea Party. And the Tea Party was labeled as right-wing extremists. In her statement Wednesday, Ms. Napolitano defended the report, which says right-wing extremism may include groups opposed to abortion, may include groups opposed to immigration, and also may lobby for smaller government, limited government, their local governments instead of the federal government. So people like me, conservatives who believe in limited government, were automatically labeled right-wing extremists, just like the patriots over in Britain. But Pope Francis, the commie pope, had to take it a step farther because he had to just, you know, like I said, the circular issue, you know, that the Democrats, the circular tactics, really, that the Democrats use always comes back to racism, right? So the commie pope brings them back and sounds racism alarm after nationalists win big in EU elections. Pope Francis released his statements on migration the morning after nationalists won the EU elections. How about he address the problems with child rape in the Catholic religion? Francis warned that the fears of unlimited migration may lead to racism. Now, again, I will say it, and I say it, I think, every week on this show. Illegal immigration is not a race. It's a crime. The Straits Times reports, Pope Francis warned on Monday, Memorial Day, against a rise of intolerance and racism as far-right nationalists and Eurosceptic parties made historic gains in European elections. The signs of meanness we see around us heighten our fear of the other, the unknown, the marginalized, the foreigner, he said, in a message for the World Day of Migrants and Refugees. It is not just about them, but about all of us and about the present and future of the human family. Migrants, especially those who are most vulnerable, help us to read the signs of the times. Or they can just help others figure out how to jump the wall or go around the wall or go through the Rio Grande and then disappear into the shadows. Nationalist forces from Marie Le Pen in France to Matteo Salvini in Italy and Nigel Farage in Britain posted significant gains, blah, blah, blah. To some extent, the Pope goes on. The fear is legitimate, also because the preparation for this encounter is lacking, he said, alluding to often piecemeal and inadequate approaches to refugee integration. Why doesn't he go and integrate some refugees behind his walls? Anyone from the press asking him that? Hey, Pope, why don't you tear down your walls? Why don't you take in some refugees into Vatican City, which basically sits on a vault? But the problem is that not that we have doubts and fears. The problem is when they condition our way of thinking and acting to the point of making us intolerant, closed, and perhaps even, without realizing it, racist. Has there ever been a worse pope? Raise your hands if you miss Pope John Paul. But in the sense of, let's talk about the refugees and illegal immigration, shall we? Because Pope Francis just teed that up for us, the commie pope. Plenty of articles related to illegal aliens killing another grandmother. They tortured her for 40 minutes. I'm not going to talk about it because I don't think I can get through it. But on the good news of the illegal immigration front is that We Build the Wall campaign completes first half mile of U.S. border in 4 days from private donations. For months, the liberal media mocked We Build the Wall founder and organizer Brian Colfage and his plans to use private donations to help build the much-needed security wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Brian raised over $20 million in private donations from over 260,000 individuals to build a border wall on the U.S. southern border. In January, Brian announced the We Build the Law leadership team includes Eric Prince, Chris Kobich, Angel Mom Mary Ann Mendoza, Sheriff David Clark, and Rep. Tom Tancredo, and others. The We Build the Wall team held several rallies this spring to continue fundraising for the project. This Memorial Day weekend, the We Build the Wall organization built their first half mile of border wall near El Paso, Texas. Well, hopefully Beto won't get a chance to tear it down. The Gateway Pundit spoke with Brian Colfage on Sunday. Brian said, at the beginning, everyone said we couldn't do this. It's impossible. You just can't do this. And I think that just drove us forward even harder to get the project done. That's what this country is all about. Coming together and pooling our resources and getting the job done in a time of crisis. And we are in crisis. Brian, a war veteran and triple amputee, added, we wanted to prove to the American people that in a time of need, we can come together like we used to and get things done that are big. And I think we're at a time where we realize our government and politicians aren't representing the people. Brian told us about organizing this project. We threw like 15 people together and we just built an international border wall. So I think this sticks the thumb in everyone's eye who said we couldn't do it. Well, it certainly sticks a big thumb into the government's eye. For 36 years, we've been waiting for a wall and supposedly funding a wall. And then, that, of course, that funding gets transferred. And, you know, you might put up a post, and that might cost you $1 million. So the Gateway Pundit asked Brian what he would say to President Trump. Brian told us it's not his fault the wall is not being built. It's Congress who is at fault. Congress says they are on Trump's team, but they don't get things done. When does government really ever get things done on time and on budget? You know, I'm from Chicago, right outside Chicago. The Dan Ryan has been under construction for as long as I've been alive, and that was supposed to be like a 7-year project. The government's always got to make its money, and so the longer the project, the more expense, the more you got to choke it up, right? Anyway, we'll get back to the news and more. Good news all over. I love today's news. I really like it. I hope you like it, too. Stick around. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, and we'll be right back.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290.
800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
War now!
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Could speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Well, here's Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com. Welcome back to the show. As I was saying before we went to break, I am born and raised in northern Illinois, small town outside of Chicago, and I can remember, for as long as I can remember, that the freeway systems are completely, they call them the tollway, because there's nothing free in Illinois, sorry, the tollway systems are constantly under construction, no matter where you go. Constant construction, 24/7, 365 days a year. And the toll system was supposed to be temporary, too. It was a temporary tax, like the Democrats always talk about. Yeah, it's just a temporary tax. Well, again, the tolls have been there since day one. And now, finally, they got a fast pass, because before, I mean, the tolls would just clog up like a drain, right? But constantly under construction. And what does that require? Money. Requires a lot of money. And so what do the Democrats do in Illinois? Well, they're doing exactly like the Democrats do in California and in Oregon and what they're doing in Nevada and where they do everywhere. They tax. Because they can tax you into prosperity, supposedly. Tax, tax, and more tax. So the latest Democrat governor, one who is not in jail, we've had, I think, more governors in any state go to jail, many Republicans. I don't think a Democrat ever goes to jail. But Illinois pushes new wealth tax as high earners flee the state in droves. Yes, many of my relatives have moved to Florida. They've moved to Tennessee. They've gotten the hell out of Illinois. Cash-strapped Illinois, I think they're at a junk bond rating, is one step closer to passing a new income tax with the potential to seriously accelerate the exodus of high-earning taxpayers. That's what happened in New York. They're taking over North Carolina, right, Dad? So from the most financially dysfunctional state in America, that's what the Democrats claim to fame is in Illinois. They are the most financially dysfunctional state in America. I would have to say that California has to be a very close second, if not tied. Lawmakers in the Illinois House of Representatives on Monday approved a constitutional amendment aiming to get rid of the state's flat income tax, clearing the way for the amendment to be included on the November 2020 ballot for ratification by the voters. Governor J.B. Pritzker is widely expected to sign the amendment, which has already been passed by the state Senate. So J.B. Pritzker is part of, I believe, the Hyatt fortune, Hyatt Hotels, very close with the Obamas. Pritzker was one of Michelle Obama's, I think, best friends back in Chicago. And I'm sorry, Chris. Oh, okay. Oh, thank you. Sorry. I think she's very close friends with Michelle Obama, and I think set her up with a cushy job, like a $200,000 a year job at a hospital that she never went to. But according to the Democrats who backed it, the tax will help fix the state's recurring deficits, created a sorely needed new revenue source. Recurring deficits. The higher taxes on those earning more than $250,000 would raise more than $3 billion annually while leaving taxes on 97% of the state's residents unchanged. So, yes, let's go after the 3% because you can't milk the other 97% of the population because probably a majority of that percentage is on some sort of government pension, entitlement, welfare system, because that's all that's left in Illinois. Government workers and those on the government dole as far as welfare. There's no question that more revenue or perhaps less spending is badly needed. Chronic budget shortfalls, drastically underfunded pensions to the tune of $134 billion. They also have $7 billion in unpaid bills. Illinois' credit rating has been pushed to one level above junk. I'm sorry. They're not at junk yet, but they are headed for it like the Hindenburg headed to the ground. Pritzker, who took over from unpopular Governor Bruce Rauner, who was really a rhino, has tried to spin the tax as a fair tax while ignoring the state's Republicans who have accused Democrats of refusing to accept responsibility for the dire fiscal situation. Well, they can't touch the pensions because the pensions are in the Constitution, and then they'll have teacher strikes from up and down Illinois because they're going to have to pay 1% of their health care. I remember that happened not too long ago. So we've got a caller. I never get a caller. Let's take Steve on line one. Hey, Steve. It's Megan.
Hey, Megan.
Hi.
Yeah, I got a problem. I want to see if you can help me.
Well, I like to find solutions quickly. Thank you.
Okay, I saw the Republicans that weren't really sure about Trump, and I don't think he's a Republican. I think the American people, we ought to start a new party, the ETs.
The ETs? And what is that
ETs,
supposed to stand for?
Yeah. In the swamp. We believe in the rule of law and fairness and honesty. We will find a printing press and print our own money. Thank you, Federal Reserve. We don't need to spend trillions of dollars a year to let somebody print our money. And, I think we'll live happily ever after.
Well, Steve, I like your idea. Thank you so much for the call. I don't necessarily like the branding part. It kind of sounds a little alien to me, no pun intended. But, I don't think we need to start a new party. We're 63 million strong and growing, Steve. We just got to make sure that we don't elect rhinos and then hold the GOP responsible that run moderates. Moderates obviously aren't winning elections. We are. And I've got to go. Wayne's up next. Thank you so much for joining me. Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com. Wayne goes to war next.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.